Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 411, 58 degrees on this Friday, October 17th, 2025. Listen to us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio or anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Check us out there. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. I know it's Friday. I know. I did get a text message. So the fact that he beat and choked his wife, you don't think he should be fired for that, but possibly driving home drunk, he should be. That was coming from Lee. Then he asked, do I understand where you live now, right? NEPA? Yeah, I do. And not that I don't think that that should be grounds for firing, but based on contracts and union protections and such like that, his arrest surely should be a factor. If he remains, his wife could drop the charges, which is common in these types, then what the grounds do they have as the school board? Plus, again, because of union contracts and protections, they may have to wait till a conviction to be able to take action to remove him from his position, where if they can determine that he was driving in the community drunk based on the preponderance of the evidence, they could act right now on that and move on from there. So that's what I was saying. Something that they can act immediately on without waiting till a conviction, and or if the charges are dropped in the domestic violence, which again happens more times than you would realize, then they don't have any grounds. The charges never existed. There's no case. There's nothing. So then what do they do? And then they get into a legal battle and it ends up costing them legal fees and everything else. So that's why I went in that direction. So hope that explains it a little better. I wasn't negating the fact that he came home drunk, choked, and beat his wife. And he's, at this point, being held accountable for that in the court until we'll have his chance to be found guilty or not guilty. But the fact that his wife is seeking a protection from abuse order is a good sign in that direction. So. Well, John Bolton, former national security advisor, has pled not guilty in the Justice Department case accusing him of sharing governmental secrets. I believe he was facing 19 counts when I looked into this yesterday. He's accused of sharing with his wife and daughter more than 1,000 pages of notes that include sensitive information he had gleaned from meetings with other U.S. government officials, foreign leaders, from intelligence briefings. Authorities say some of the information was exposed when operatives believed to be linked to the Iranian government hacked Bolton's email account he used to send the diary-like notes in his activities to his relatives. Now, here's the thing. It appears that the information he sent were based on handwritten notes he took based on classified information. It does create a grayer area, but the National Security Act and clearances kind of take that into account. You can't just write down secret and top secret information and pass it on. It is just like it is looked at as passing the information itself. Now, it may not hold the same value, that may provide some wiggle room, but the Justice Department is alleging that Bolton stored in his home highly classified intelligence about foreign adversaries' plans to attack the U.S. forces overseas, covert actions taken by the U.S. government, and other state secrets. And the fact that they are now claiming that an Iranian-backed hacker had gained access to his emails creates a bigger area there. The indictment is significantly more detailed in its allegations than earlier cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James. And again, James Comey is charged with lying to Congress, and Letitia James is charged with mortgage fraud. So not really. And again, this is Associated Press bringing it to you live, trying to combine this all into one. You know, the current administration is going after their enemies. Well, they're finding an awful lot of crimes, different types of crimes, if all they're doing is going after their enemies. And listen, they need to rein in this leaking of classified information, this keeping classified information, this obtaining of classified information. And this is not – John Bolton is just the latest, but he's far from the only one. I mean, we've seen this with Donald Trump. We've seen it with Joe Biden. We've seen it with other individuals. But the remains, the president of the United States is the only one who could declassify classified information. And the fact that he had it, the mere fact that he took it as president, does that dictate a declassification? Sooner or later, it's going to end up in the Supreme Court. But anyone that's found to have classified information, and that goes from Hillary Clinton's email server to where they found classified information and sensitive information there, and nothing was done, to when stuff was found in, well, then Senator Joe Biden, who turned out was vice president when they found it, but had kept stuff when he was senator. The head of the National Archives said, well, this is very common and a problem that senators, congressmen, people keep and retain classified information after the time they should have it. Well, we need to fix that because it can potentially endanger people. Listen, when I can't even have conversations with my own children because of the sensitivity of things, I think people like John Bolton should not have 1,000 files on his computer, be it handwritten note that he took from classified documents or otherwise. I mean, that's to say that's okay is like saying, well, you know, someone in my family did classified stuff and just told me it in a story, didn't show me it, just relayed it secondhand, and that's okay. It's not okay, and it's not done. Our men and women in our military, our CIA, our FBI, our people who handle classified information time in and time out. Listen, both my children, well, one of them has top secret clearance. The other one has whatever's above that. I don't even know what it's called. That's how little I could find out. I mean, there are a whole plethora, millions of people who abide by these rules. And mind you, if you go search, you could find petty officers in the Navy who took a picture for their mom, showing them what they do at the helm of a submarine, that have been charged and spent time in jail for sending that picture to a family member. Not for any nefarious reason, but just saying, hey, mom, this is where I work. And it's not allowed. And if we're going to uphold that and charge those people, well, then sure, if John Bolton or anyone else has thousands of pages of classified documents and you are not the president of the United States that can declassify them, we need to set a standard to where it will be taken seriously. And that goes across the board for anyone. And I don't care what political party you are. Listen, we need to have standards again. We've met this threshold of precedent. And that's why we're at here. Listen, the Democrats no doubt weaponized the Justice Department against Trump because they were afraid he was going to run again. Well, now he's president. And is he weaponizing the Justice Department to go after people? No, he's upholding the precedent and standard that was done to him. Don't set a precedent you can't live by. That's why when Harry Reid founded the nuclear option in the Senate, he was told by Republicans, you don't want to do this because you're not always going to be in power and you're not going to be able to live with it when it's the other side. And they did it anyway, and look what happened. We have a majority of Supreme Court justices now because you didn't listen, because you set a precedent that's hard for you to live by. You weaponized the Department of Justice. You weaponized the IRS. And then when you're not in power and the tables are turned, you go, oh, my God, look at this abuse of authority. We got to have no king's rallies across the country because look at the abuse of power that's going on here. No, just living by the precedent you set. The gerrymandering that Democrats did across the nation. Well, now that those tables are turning, you're like, oh, my God, democracy's fair. Democracy's at stake. No, don't start rules and don't set a precedent you can't live with. And either we're going to go back to let's follow the rules. Let's have a standard. Let's have a threshold that no one, regardless of political party, crosses. And have respectable government. But don't do it when you're in power and then turn around and cry when it's done to you. It's laughable. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio 425. One of my great texters and listeners here. Rob, the difference is there was sufficient evidence to convict when Democrats indicted Trump. He was reelected by gullible Fox watchers before he could go to trial. And again, the current indictments are just an empty display of power by Trump. The first-year law student could successfully defend Bolton, Comey, or James. Comey, I think, is going to be a stretch. Comey, I don't think they're going to win a case against Comey. Bolton, I think, is a little more easier because classified information's classified information. And with Tish James, I think there's enough evidence there as well. And as far as there was sufficient evidence to convict Trump, well, the majority of the stuff he's been convicted of has already been thrown out or overturned, and the rest is pending appeal. So we'll see in the end where your talking points there go. And regardless, either way, if it was Fox watchers or not, he is your president, like it or not. So I hope you enjoy your No Kings rally today when you have zero leadership. Please, that texter, tell me who is the leader of the Democrat Party right now. Tell me who you're looking for 2028 as leadership in the Democrat Party. Who are you looking for right now in the Democrat Party as leadership? I'd love to hear that. But, hey, I just read your point of view over the airwaves, so thank you for participating. So police are pooling their resources across Lackawanna County, and I love this type of coordination. Police from Hazleton to Pittston are forming a cooperative to send SWAT teams to life-threatening situations, conduct forensic investigations of cell phones, and map scenes of crimes and crashes across Luzerne County. The Luzerne County Emergency Services Unit will supplement state police teams to fill similar roles but are spread across several counties. District Attorney Sam Mugolce, 2 years ago, proposed a countywide unit, which Hazleton City Council voted to join on Tuesday, and Pittston City Council considered a day later. Wilkes-Barre, Kingston, Borough, and the townships of Kingston, Hanover, and Plains also determined that there is substantial benefit in pooling special police services, according to the resolution approved in Hazleton. Although those other municipalities haven't formally joined the emergency services unit yet. I think this is a great idea. I think it's a great coordination. Listen, one of these departments, be it Hazleton, Pittston, Kingston Borough, Wilkes-Barre, you know, Hanover, Plains, specialize in one thing, be it forensic accounting, be it digital services to track cell phone use and to get cell phone warrants and such like that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
That. Get a tactical team that specializes in one thing. Get a crime scene unit that just specializes in that. These smaller departments, they do not have the staffing to specialize in a whole lot of things. You know, have a department that specializes in canine services, be it bloodhound or apprehension or drug detection or cadaver. You know, there's so many specialties out there. But when you pull together and work as one unit, well, A, you open yourself up to a plethora of federal grants. And B, you're an asset to every department, every municipality that is part of that. And the resources shared back and forth. You may even not have to respond to it, but if you're part of that task force and your department's working on something and says, hey, wait a minute, let me call Detective such and such over at Kingston. He specializes in that. You get him on the phone. Here's the guy who works with me or girl who works with me. He has a question about this. That back and forth. One of the biggest things, there's a course when you become a detective in New York City and you're chosen to go to what's called the criminal investigation course, police officer detectives from around the world. When I was there, there were detectives from Germany. There were detectives from Italy. There were detectives from across the country and New York City. And it's a renowned, it was a three-month course, the criminal investigation course. The biggest part of that is not only going through different things, but the phone book that you walk out of that with, the resources from these different federal departments, from these different state departments, different municipalities, and international departments, were just, to this day, I still use them. To this day, I still have that book. To this day, you know, it was business cards back then and written down, you know, numbers. They've changed over the years. Again, we're talking, you know, 30 years now. But it's still a resource to this day. My entire career in law enforcement, hey, this guy specializes in this. Oh, I got this guy over at the Secret Service. He specializes in counterfeit money. Let me give him a call. Oh, well, that sounds like something we're working on. Where are you? We'll head over there. And came over. You know, I ended up getting involved with the Secret Service on just a couple of rogue bills. And then when we arrested the woman and brought her to the police station, we found that she had hundreds of these bills. And then we got a search warrant for the house, and there were tens of thousands of these bills. Now, I'm not talking about amount of money. I'm talking about tens of thousands of fives, tens, twenties, and $100 bills. And the Secret Service tracked that all the way back to a foreign country. And that's how these cases go. So this type of resources, this type of coordination is the greatest thing in law enforcement can do. And if you are a municipality, if you are a police chief, if you are a town council, a city council, please do not be small-minded. This will increase your footprint in what you do in your town. It'll increase your staffing in your own police department to do a better job and in the end serve your community. So I highly applaud this, and I think it I hope it continues and gets more widespread. I think we should be doing more of this because you do have smaller departments that do a great job, but they can only do so much with the staffing they have. And when you start bringing that together, it really opens up your department to the rest of the world of policing. It's 4:31 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement. On this day, we have four in the Commonwealth who made the ultimate sacrifice on this day, October 17th. We're going to start out with parole agent Michael M. Haddock, Pennsylvania State Parole Board, 1983. Succumbed to injuries sustained in a fall several days earlier in a foot pursuit of a parole violator in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. He and another agent were driving to meet a patrol violator at a predetermined location, but spotted him walking along the street in the area of Carey Avenue and Simpson Street. When the agent stopped the man, he fled on foot. Agent Haddock fell and struck his chest on the curbstone while chasing the subject. Police officer William Albert Lackman, Philadelphia Police Department in 1968, was shot and killed by a suspect while investigating a burglary call at a doctor's home at Welsh and Very Roads. 31-year-old killer was shot and killed by another officer at the scene. Two additional suspects, 22 and 24, were later arrested and charged with murder and sentenced to life. Private Dean N. Ziegler, Pennsylvania Motor Police, Pennsylvania, 1942, was killed in an automobile accident while patrolling U.S. Route 15 near Dillsburg, Pennsylvania. His patrol car was struck by another vehicle. He was transported to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries 6 days later. And Sergeant Edwin Francis Haas, Pennsylvania State Police in 1924, was shot and killed while attempting to dislodge a jammed cartridge from his .38 caliber service pistol at Troop B in Wyoming Borough, Pennsylvania. The round discharged and struck him in the head, killing him instantly. And those are our four from here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania on this day, October 17th. Let me tell you about my friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. Listen, I could have easily, not easily, but with some curse words, I could have went to the big box stores and got one of these units and installed it myself. It probably would have taken me 2 days. But after looking at the reviews and checking out the companies of these big box store units, it would have taken me longer to install. Probably wouldn't have been as clean and as easy. Would have taken me longer. But, the reviews, 3-4 years, these units start breaking down. You got to get a new inside unit. You got to get a new outside, a new compressor. Who do you get to work on these units? Because no one wants to work on these cheap big box store units. So you end up replacing things and spending the money that you thought you saved over and over again. Well, these Mitsubishi Electric heat pump system, top of the line, they do everything. They do heating, air conditioning, dehumidification, the fan. You get it. And our friends over at Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, they are Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractors. They're also trained premier comfort specialists if central AC or central units is the way you want to go. Rob Monk came over. He scanned my house, told me exactly what size unit I needed. No guessing. Showed me what it would look like on my wall. Showed me where it would look like outside. And there were no surprises. They came in, installed these units in under 5 hours, looked exactly like the pictures he gave me, and work even better. So check them out for all your HVAC needs. You can check them out at monkhvac.com. That's monkhvac.com. And tell them I sent you. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History. Because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? So let's see what we have on this day, October 17th throughout history. Well, I know this one pretty well. I actually sent it to friends of mine. 1777, the Battle of Saratoga. Burgoyne's surrender. British General John Burgoyne surrendered to American forces under General Horatio Gates at Saratoga, New York, a pivotal movement in the American Revolution. The site of this surrender is actually 3 miles from where I go visit my buddy's house up in Saratoga, and I've seen the battlefields. It's if you're interested in that sort of stuff, it's pretty interesting. 1823, Monroe writes to Jefferson on foreign policy. President James Monroe, considering a joint declaration with Britain to deter European interference in the Americas, asked Thomas Jefferson for advice. That was 1823. 1835, the creation of the Texas Rangers. A resolution was passed establishing the Texas Rangers as a force to guard the frontier between the Brazos and Trinity Rivers during the Texas Revolt. 1931, Al Capone, convicted of tax evasion. Infamous gangster Al Capone was found guilty of income tax evasion and later sentenced to 11 years in prison. 1933, Einstein arrives in the U.S. Albert Einstein came to the United States fleeing Nazi Germany in 1933. 1973, OPEC oil embargo imposed in response to U.S. support for Israel. During the Yom Kippur War, OPEC announced oil export cuts, setting off energy crisis. Remember that, 1973? I was young, but I remember it. 1974, Ford testifies before Congress on Nixon's pardon. President Gerald Ford appeared before the House subcommittee to defend his decision to pardon Richard Nixon. 1989, Loma Prieta earthquake strikes Northern California. A magnitude 6.9 quake hit the San Francisco Bay Area just 30 minutes before Game 3 of the World Series. At least 63 people died. The quake caused tens of billions in damage and delayed the World Series. 1916, back in time, Battleship Arizona was commissioned. The U.S. Navy's Battleship Arizona, BB-39, was commissioned on this day. Some notable birthdays. What do we have here? Macy Jamison, 1956, American physician and first black female astronaut. She was born in 1956. Eminem, American rapper and cultural icon, was born in 1972. Rita Hayworth, 1918, actress and dancer known for classic Hollywood films. And Evel Knievel, famous stunt performer on this day, Evel Knievel, 1938. So that's today in history. We have anything else going on? Well, we have some other things later in the show to talk about, maybe with some music interludes too. How's sports doing there, Jake, without the noise? I did see that Marcus Freeman posted a picture with the bishops of the University of Notre Dame saying he's not going anywhere.
That's awesome.
So, you know, I think that was always just kind of an innuendo rumor. I don't think it was going anywhere. I mean, they might have sent an inquiry, but, you know, I think it was immediately rebuffed. But there is some chatter out there. I guess we'll see. And from what I saw, I didn't see with who. James Franklin is
College game day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, his first interview since being fired on Sunday, so that should be really interesting. And like you talked about, obviously those were two of the top two names when you think of Marcus Freeman with Notre Dame and then also Cignetti with Indiana, how they just gave him an 8-year contract extension when obviously it seemed like the buzz Sunday and Monday, especially as far as who's the next head coach of Penn State, it felt like that was the early odds-on favorite. So I'm curious who it's going to be. I'm starting to have a feeling that it's going to be Matt Rhule, who's the head coach of Nebraska. Matt was a walk-on linebacker at Penn State in the late 90s. And supposedly, a lot of people in Matt's inner circle are saying that that's his dream job, is to be head coach of the Nittany Lions. And while that's all well and good, I mean, Matt, I would say his resume as far as being a head coach in college football and had a brief stint with the Carolina Panthers around 2020, 2021 or so. With Matt, it kind of has that similar feeling to James Franklin, where you're good in the regular season, but when it comes to tougher opponents, when it comes to bowl games, when it comes to the bigger games, it feels like they come up short. So it's going to be super curious, you know, who it's going to be. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I I spoke my piece earlier on Sue's show about a certain head coach that I actually wouldn't mind if they went to Happy Valley. But we know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Would you really want him to see him go there?
Yeah. I have had enough of Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. Enough. And I know that they're 4-2. But again, this is it's the same song and dance over and over again. I mean, again, like I talked about on Sue's show, I mean, here we were Monday. You just beat the Cleveland Browns 23-9. Okay. I mean, it's the Browns. Like, you've beaten them so many times, but he goes off on a rant in his press conference about Andrew Berry, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. Well, I can't understand why he would trade a quarterback within your division. Talking about Joe Flacco going from Cleveland to the Cincinnati Bengals. And honestly, Rob, when he went on and on and on about that, and he said, well, I guess Andrew Berry is smarter than I am. Well, Mike, there's a lot of people that are smarter than you, contrary to what you think and contrary to what the media tries to tell us to think. And I think that as soon as he started rattling off about Andrew Berry and Joe Flacco being traded to the Cincinnati Bengals from Cleveland, I thought, they're going to lose this game on Thursday night. I just know they are. Because this is where his mindset is at. On a short week, a Thursday night game on the road against a 2-4 Cincinnati Bengals team. Obviously, their season was hanging on by a thread, losing four games in a row, losing Joe Burrow for December, possibly the rest of the year, depending on how it goes. And I'm just thinking, Joe Flacco lives rent-free in your head. Because a couple weeks ago in a press conference, yeah, we played the Colts last year, and I told my defense to keep Anthony Richardson upright, and yeah, they injure Anthony Richardson. Joe Flacco comes in off the bench and beats them like a drum. And then going on and on and on Monday about being traded within the division. Here's the thing. He really must live rent-free in your head because, again, 2010, the Philadelphia Eagles traded Donovan McNabb to the Washington Redskins. From my memories, Andy Reid didn't go on and on about trading him to a division rival. Mike and Kyle Shanahan didn't go on and on about getting a quarterback from a division rival. So if this is where his mindset and his mentality is at, again, they're frauds. They're 4-2, but they're frauds. And last night showed it. And it's just the same BS every single year. Oh, they're off to a great start. Oh, they got Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is doing a hell of a job. He did not lose that game for them last night. The head coach did. And I'm just so sick and tired of this same cycle every single year. Oh, they're off to a great start. Oh, watch out for them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you rack up like your 52nd loss to a team with a losing record. But hey, I mean, no losing seasons. Greatest coach ever. He'd be hired within 2 seconds.
What about this chatter of Rodgers pushed one of his teammates during a celebration? All I saw was the headline. Yeah. I didn't even read the story.
Jones. Oh. Yeah, and I mean, Aaron, the thing with Aaron is,
did he just not want a flag, or was there something going on where he just said, knock it off? I don't even know the situation.
Here's what happened. So Broderick Jones, after he threw the touchdown pass, Broderick Jones went to celebrate with him, and I don't know if the momentum brought them both forward, but he accidentally tackled him kind of. He's not trying to hurt him. And Aaron was like, what are you doing, pal? Like, you're going to get me hurt, and you're going to hurt everybody else. Like, use your brain. Oh,
so he's over-celebrating, put Rodgers at risk, and he pushed him away.
Because like we talked about before, AJ, it's Aaron is doing a phenomenal job for 41 years old, but you can't help but think about the injury history the past couple of years.
110%.
Towards the end of Green Bay, and especially the 2 years with the Jets when you think of the Achilles injury. And yeah, I mean, Broderick Jones, I know he didn't have any intention to hurt him whatsoever.
But Rodgers got to be careful. He's frail. I mean, he's an old guy. Come on now.
Yeah. Listen,
I'm not lying.
It's true. You're not lying. But I'm a big fan of Broderick Jones. The moment he got drafted, it just felt like the Pittsburgh sports media is one of my biggest pet peeves. They're so negative about everybody off the hop. And these kids, like, how do you expect these kids to thrive if you got the city against them to start? And I'm not saying that other aspects like our coaching and leadership are not steering them in that direction, but it's very hard. And I already feel bad because the kid was under fire and he made a mistake like that. And it's like, and they're just crucifying him today. It's so bad. So that's just how I feel. It wasn't malintent, and I feel bad for the kid because it's like, that's got to be a scary moment too, like how great Rodgers is doing. Yeah. And I was just trying to celebrate him and say good job, and I accidentally almost hurt him.
It's all good. Yeah. Real quick, put EJ on the spot. The biggest game tonight, who?
The biggest game tonight is going to be Hanover area and Lake Lehman. I did a lot of thinking about it, and I think Hanover area, Lehman, both at the same record, best offenses in Wyoming Valley Conference, or some of the best offenses in the Wyoming Valley Conference. We're going to see fireworks. I'm at Mid-Valley and Western Wind, which I also think is going to be a good game.
All right, there you go. I guess we're up against a break here. We'll be back. Well, coming up on the 5 o'clock hour here on WILK, let's see if I want to get to this story. Federal prosecutors have charged the voting technology firm Smartmatic with money laundering and other crimes arising from more than $1 million in bribes that several executives allegedly paid in election officials in the Philippines. Yeah, you won't see that story in the mainstream media. But you heard it here. I'll put it up on my Facebook. It's 5 o'clock here at WILK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.